This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. It's another quiet summer day in August, except in every major global financial market in the world. This is one of those mornings when we remember how interconnected the world economy is. Asian investors are worried about their exports to America. Europeans are responding to their own continent's debt, even as they react to Standard & Poor's downgrade of its rating of U.S. credit. NPR's Tom Gelton is following the action from Madrid, Spain. He joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steve.
What are European investors doing this morning?
Well, Steve, we saw a relief rally to open the trading today, especially in those stocks that fell the most last week. But then that rally faded and the European markets turned down. There's clearly lots of anxiety still in the markets. People are buying gold. They're selling U.S. dollars. They're buying Swiss francs.
Now, you said a relief rally. Of course, the news at the beginning of the weekend was worrisome, the downgrade of U.S. bonds from AAA to AA+, according to Standard & Poor's anyway. What was there to be relieved about in Europe?
Well, you know, Steve, actually, the interest rates on U.S. Treasury notes today has actually declined. That means investors want to buy U.S. Treasury notes, downgraded or not. There are enough buyers. The traders of those Treasury bills can lower the interest rates, and people still want to buy them. So if that trend continues, it would mean the downgrade would not have a big effect on interest rates, and that's important. But as far as what's going on here in Europe, I think what we're seeing, the story today, has much more to do with Europe than it does with the downgrade. There's no question U.S. and European economies are linked. They go up and down together. But the Europeans right now are really focused on their own problems with the eurozone. The countries that use the euro can't print money. They can't devalue their currencies. They have to borrow in the global markets to finance their budgets. That has gotten to be a hugely challenging mission, especially with economic growth stagnating. That's the main thing people here are focused on more than the U.S. debt downgrade. Now, that little rally at the open was a reaction to the news that European leaders do seem to be trying to do something about it.
Well, let's talk about that. And let's remember that in Europe, you have a number of governments, Italy being the latest to come to the forefront and the largest to come to the forefront, along with Spain, where you are, where the debt issues for the government are far beyond anything we've seen in the United States up to this point. So what are the Europeans doing about that?
Well, basically, the European Central Bank has decided to spend hundreds of billions of dollars to buy those Italian and Spanish bonds, and it is having some effect. The interest rates those governments have to pay to borrow money are actually a little bit lower this morning. So that particular intervention, for the moment, seems to be working.
So if we look across the markets, and of course they're changing minute by minute, it appears that Asian markets and now European markets are having, on balance, what we would call a bad day, as opposed to an appalling day. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not panic. We're not seeing panic. We're definitely seeing concern. There are so many problems out there, Steve. It's hard to separate the effects of one from the effects of another.
Well, I'm curious, Tom Gelton, because you're in Madrid, Spain, and Spain is one of the countries that is pushing up close to the brink, in the neighborhood of the brink, along with Italy, the latest countries where there have been debt problems that have been pushed to the forefront of the news. What's the mood like where you are?
You know, I've only been here 24 hours, and I can't give a really intelligent answer to the Spanish mood, but the Spanish people are famous for their spirit. If there's any place that goes on living in the midst of trouble, it's Madrid. There's a big, beautiful park near my hotel here. I went for a run there yesterday, and it was packed with people, elderly couples, young lovers, whole families, kids in strollers, just having a glorious day. There was just no sign of depression. The cafes seemed to be as full as ever, but a waiter told me that people are eating and drinking less and lingering longer, not spending as much money. Just in my part of Madrid, which is pretty upscale, I see shops closed. I see a lot of sales. These have been 15 really discouraging months. The unemployment rate in Spain has been stuck all this time around 20%. Double that for young people.
Okay.
So there's just no experience of jobs.
Okay. Subtle signs of distress from NPR's Tom Gelton.